believers there. I would like if you read with us 2 Kings chapter 6 from 8 to 17. And I would like to ask Pastor Micah is coming and read for us 2 Kings chapter 6 from 8 to 17, please.
All right. 2 Kings chapter 6 verses 8 through 17. If you don't have a Bible with you, in your pew in front of you should be a Bible, and that'd be page 584. 584. Second Kings chapter 6, starting in verse number 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are coming down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, "Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore sent he hither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for these words. Thank you for the great encouragement, what we can see here. You always there on the background. And please help us to understand what you want to say for this wonderful church, what you want to say for our heart, and just bless your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So it's always a great thing to see God's will, and it's a wonderful thing to see God's great plans with us. He have a plan with us. It's very, very great things to see it. And right from the beginning, God offered the best for the people in the garden, you know, and he in Eden. And he created a very good environment in Eden until the man was fallen. But God's tremendous grace was not end with the fall. We can still experience his wonderful and great grace in our life. So he has a plan with us, and he has a purpose in our life as a Christian. He has a purpose in your life. He has a purpose in the church. And we can see that. So, and we need to see that. As every company or employer has a purpose, a goal for the future, and smart, wise, and prepared men planning and teaching from them. Usually it's happening in beginning the year, but every company or employer has a plan. And we have the local church also receive orders, vision, and plan from God, by the word of God. Amen. We have a plan. God has a plan with us, and this is in the word of life, and we need to know that, we need to see and know that. We need to be a heavenly vision. That's what I want to talking about, heavenly vision. We all need to have heavenly vision. Heavenly vision is nothing else like seeing what God wants to see And there is things that only God can see, and his desire to let us know what he sees, you know, as we saw in the story. An excellent example is Elisha and his servant story in this scripture, as Pastor Micah read it for us. Is this story we can see God have a heavenly vision to Elisha's servant as well. So the story was what we just read it. God told to Elisha the Syrian king's plan to attack Israel. And Elisha told these things for the kings of Israel, so he was able to prepare for the attack. And when the Syrian kings find out about it, he was not happy. And he has decided to capture Elisha and turn around up the city, you know. So he sent his soldier, and they just went there and around the city, you know, as we read at the verse 14, and the servant of Elisha was afraid. I don't know, do you have similar situation? You just look around and there is so much enemy around you and you were afraid. Is it happened in your life? Or it's happened is just my life? I think we have in this situation and you know, yes, Elisha's servant was afraid because he didn't see something what God saw and Elisha saw. He didn't see anything else, just the enemy and the danger. And of course, he was afraid. And then Elisha comforted him, saying, "Fear not. Would be nice if we all... what you are here hearing that fear not. There is a God in Israel. There is everywhere. And as he say for the servant, we are much more than you thought. We are much more than the enemy thought, you know. So Elijah asked God after, you know, he would open the servant's eyes for the heavenly vision. And the Lord opened his spiritual eyes as well. He didn't see only the soldiers and the enemy, but God's fiery charities was there. He was able to see it, and he is not afraid anymore. So anytime if you happen in your life, you're afraid, you need to go to the Lord. Ask from him the heavenly vision. That's his plan. To everyone here have the heavenly vision. As a church, we all, it's a wonderful church, Market Manor, has a heavenly vision. Elijah's servant was not afraid anymore. He had a heavenly vision. What a great experience was it. On the fearful situation, God was there with his fiery chariots. And the enemy has chariots, big soldiers, but that was fiery chariot. God would like to give us a heavenly vision as well. So as we can see through his eyes and his purpose in our life, do you have heavenly vision? Until you have not heavenly vision, you cannot to understand God's mission's commandment. You can understand. Maybe you know. I think everyone, almost everyone can say without the Bible, Matthew 28, 19 and 20, right? But we don't understand exactly without heavenly vision. God has a heavenly vision for the local church. It's a great commission to this vision. And this is his vision for all New Testament church. Go, what is it exactly? That's the church we need to go out and preach the gospel. The church we need to the sinners for Jesus. And thirdly, display the believers, disciple for the believers. You know, this is God heavenly vision for the church. Go ye and make them disciples and lead them to the Lord and after teach them. So this needs to be this vision for every member of the church. If this is not your vision and purpose, then we don't have a heavenly vision. You have no heavenly vision, and we don't understand our mission. Maybe that's why your circumstance is terrible around you. Maybe because you don't have heavenly vision. You are the church member as I was. I was attending the church. I was church member, and I was asked sometime to preach, and I was teach the children, and I was involved very much for 18 years, the local church. I had no heavenly vision because I was not saved. After I got saved, God opened my eyes, and he gave me wonderful way, a heavenly vision. And I saw our churches, Baptist churches in Hungary, they need to understand there is, God has a plan with them, and there is a heavenly vision. Many of them, they don't understand. I'm talking about the Union Baptist churches. I was grew up there, and I got saved there, and I attending there, but I was not saved. After I got saved, and we started the church with the kinesis in Page, and God just opened my Bible. I mean, my mind, and I see the Bible clearly, and I had a heavenly vision. And you know, many situations we went through as a church, many bad things happened, but many times, you know, if I look up to God, I just saw the heavenly, I mean, again, the heavenly vision and God's fiery chariots. And that was a great experience. Maybe that's what you need to. And that's why you have problems, because you don't see the fiery chariots around you. The heavenly vision is coming from above. The heavenly vision means upward. And two other words. Heavenly vision means upward, inward, and after, outward. Upward is mean we must look up God, and God get after the heavenly vision. We need a constant connection with God. I would like to say as correctly as I can. That's why I'm read it. And believe me, in our language, I can preach a little bit clearly. Sorry for that. The great advantage, if my broken English, everybody looking for me and everybody tension as you can, because you would like to understand what am I want to say, and I thank you for your patience. But that's why I'm read it, because I would like to say it clearly as possible. So the heavenly vision, it means upward vision. We need to look up to the Lord, and we must look up God and get our heavenly vision from him. We need a constant connection with God. Today, you know, I think everyone has a phone in your pocket, right? In Hungary, there is a problem sometime. Everybody have one or two or three kind of phone, but everyone, you know. But when we are without connection, so we just switch out the phone. Sometimes it's very good in the church if you do that. But at that moment, if we are out, we can't have message, right? And we can't have any calling from others. So at that time, we without connection, we are not available. And spiritually, you know, if we have no a great and continuity to connection with God, God can tells us what is He want in our life. God can encourage us. God can has a message for us, you know. So that's why we need to constant connection with Him. Always. Not just in time. If you're coming to church, yes, we switch out the phone and our spiritual, we would like to connect with God. But we need always to have connection with God. Many times, as we are without connection, because we are busy, we have earthly problem, financial problem, and healthy problem, and we always have kifogash, excuse. Why is we have no good connection right now? Because we have this, you know. But if you do that, if we are not connection, everything what we can see is only the problem. Everything what we see around us, the danger and the chaos. And we don't see God fiery chariots. But it's there. That's why we need to be upward, looking up to God and have a good connection with Him. Let the heavenly vision lead you so you can see God's fiery chariots around you. Heavenly vision is also an inward vision. So there was upward vision. And what on the earth means inward vision? I'm thinking about the church, the local church, you know. We need to love each other. Which is the love for the brethren. We must love one another. God said, the people will know you because you love each other, you know. So He is commanded for us. And this is something what the people around and the people are not able to do on, you know. It's not in us. Galatians 5:19 says what is in us, you know. And that's why we need to have upward vision, connection with God, and that will cost love for one another. And this is very important. This is something what the people are unable to do on their own. It is easy to love someone innocent, like my granddaughter, you know, Abigail. I just wish the picture. I have a big picture. Someone from you just give me a big picture from her. And I can show you. She is just very nice. And of course, so sweet. And we would like to eat her, you know. So it's very easy. But thinking about your mother-in-law. No, other people who... My mother-in-law, you know, it's the greatest mother-in-law in the world. I love her very much. But thinking about your enemy, it's always around us. Enemy, not our enemy, but we are for them. And, you know, it's very hard to love who mock us and love us and who don't like us. And they show it. It's not very easy. I don't talking about your church. But we should love the people around us, and also we should love each other. This is God's commandments. In the John 13, 34, he said, love each other as I love you. And I love you with agape. You know, in the Greek, there is three words for love. There is agape, phileo, and eros. Eros is not in the Bible. Phileo is between the brethren, you know. But God, Jesus, he's talking in this scripture, in John 13, 34, the agape love. The agape love, what he loves us. We need to love each other. The agape love is very, very clear. This love that turns the other cheek. This love goes the extra mile if we need. And this love who stopped by the wounded one, even he is a Samaritan. Even he is a foreign or et cetera, et cetera. This love is, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, this flat where we are, it's a big, big, big wood plate, and there is 1 Corinthians, the chapter of the love, you know, 13, 1 Corinthians 13. And this love, what we need in our church. So it means we need to have, if we want heavenly vision, upward. And every love is coming from above, and that's why we will have inward the church, and this is God's vision for us, for the local church, to have a great vision upward, inward, and after, if we are, we will have the third one. That will cost a very nice unique and love in the church and the holiness in the church, and the church will able to go outward, out from the church, and reach the people who is not saved. Outward vision is aimed toward the unbelievers. It's unbelievable, but... yes, that's cost. And without this, that's why many churches just burn out, because they have no upward vision, though they have no inward vision. They don't love each other. That's why I have many conflict and friction in the church. God plan and vision, we should have upward vision, have a good connection with him, inward vision, good fellowship here, and love each other. And that will cost the third one. You know, as we're flying, not much, but as I'm flying and always looking for everything, what's happening around us, and, you know, it's always happening. The flight attendants tells us the airplane every time, use a belt and fasten, and, you know, they just... they show us there is an exit, don't use it on the air, and they just talking what, and one thing was very exciting, I mean, I don't receive it, so that was very strange for me. She just told us if you have a big danger, the oxygen mask will come down, yeah, okay? And she told us, first you use the oxygen mask if you have a children with you, and after for your children. And that was very strange for me. What kind of family advised this? You know, first me and after my children. And you know what? Later I understood, if I want to help my children, first I need help. If I have help... You know, I will be able to help others. That's why we need the heavenly oxygen, and he have heavenly oxygen, but we need to have upward vision and desire, and God can give us after we will have inward vision, as this cost outward vision, you know. We can help others if we are not filled full with the heavenly oxygen. The heavenly oxygen, this is God's vision. You will see everything differently. God, you will see everything with God's eyes. And you will know for sure what is God's will in your life. And that will cost a great blessing. As we heard this morning from John 15, this is my favorite chapter, one of my favorite chapters. We can do anything without him, but we can have many, many fruits with him. But we need to have upward vision. If we have no this, we only just can see the dangers, the problems, the chaos around us, and we cannot to see God's fiery chariot. This is there. Could you believe it? As I pastor in the church many times, I need it very much. And your pastor need to know that if you if he has a problem, the church problem, others problem, everyone's problem in our shoulder, we need to know there is the heavenly and the fiery chariots. It's there. If you don't see that, the problem is with you. You have no upward vision. Maybe you have no inward vision. You don't love each other. Market Manor Baptist Church, it's very important to love each other. I would like your praying in our background another 20 years. If you want to have a heavenly vision, you need to love God. You need to love each other. You need to love the lost ones. This is God's desire. If his word will be in us, we will have fruits. Galatians 5:19, I just mentioned. This is us. This is, you know, many bad things there. This big Bible verse is always talking about us. But if we have upward vision, inward vision, we will have outward vision, and we will have fruits, like Galatians 5:22 says for us. 19 to 21, this is what I'm talking about. But 22, there is many good and useful fruits we will have. And God can use us. So God's vision for you and for the church, look up, love each other, and love the lost ones. Do you have this vision? If you have not, you can have today. Just ask God. That's what Elisha says. Elisha asked the Lord, please open my servant's eyes. Maybe that's what you need. That's why you have no desire to go out if the church has the outreach ministry. That's why you have no desire to read your Bible, because you have no heavenly vision. Elisha prayed, and his servant get. You can get, you can have get today if you ask him, because we need upward vision, inward vision, and we will have outward vision. God bless you. Pastor, would you like?